Don't.
Right here, Mez. Right there.
Yeah, doing great, little guy. Good job. Look at Twitter, by the way.
Welcome to the show, Miz. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Why'd you guys clap for me?
Oh, I don't know. I thought it would make it even worse for you.
I was just joining in because everyone else was doing it.
Well, I've been here for like 30 minutes. We've already been talking.
Yeah, pretty much. That's about right.
Yeah.
Well, you started your... Well, I guess actually we should intro. Hi, guys. It's Steak and Eggs. It's me again. And there's Emmy and Tectone. And Miz is over there too. You started a podcast...
I did.
Why
I started a competing podcast.
That?
Well, I did ask you guys if I can join yours, and you all three said no and walked away.
Actually, I said World War II is in 1939 through 1945.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. But what I tried to talk to you guys about, I said, I want to make a podcast with you guys, but you guys turned me down, and I got upset, so I made my own.
What started World War II?
Bad people.
All right, well, it's one step at a time, right?
Why, I don't understand this. So do you just not understand? Do you not know history things?
Okay, yo, when was the Spanish-American War, Miz?
Oh, 1392.
Yep, there it is. Dude, it's like, dude, people don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about history, man. It is.
No, I don't either.
I mean, did nobody, I wasn't alive back then. Why do I care? Do I care what somebody's doing in 7-Eleven right now? Fuck no.
I completely agree. I think history does not really repeat itself.
What's the history of Pinacone?
I can tell you all that.
That's crazy.
That's so sad.
But that's because, okay.
that's really fucking sad.
If there was more, no, it's not. Because if history had more anime characters, that'd be dope. Or superpowers. Like, okay, World War II. I mean, some people probably died.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, people die all the time. It is what it is.
It's like the same shit as when I told you, if you want to get into politics, you just treat it like an anime.
Dude, oh my God. First of all, Donald Trump's the protagonist. I love talking about that guy.
Really?
You know what's crazy? I don't know shit about him. But yeah. I love how I bring him up and I say, oh, Donald Trump, love that guy.
Do you know when the Civil War started?
Yeah.
When?
In the 1900s.
Okay.
No.
See, well, like that's, which one?
Right.
Which 1900s?
Yeah.
The recent one.
It's just getting warm.
Okay.
So the Civil War?
Yeah.
That was when America fought itself, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so you remember like the Avengers? It was like that.
So was
but
the
there was slavery.
Was the Alamo in Civil War?
No.
Okay. Really thought it would because I've been to the Alamo. I remember it.
Yeah.
That was
I remember the Alamo too. I went there.
You want me to give you an honest guess?
Wait, you've been to the Alamo?
Yeah, I actually did.
As I feel like you haven't left like the area here.
Yeah, I know. This is 20 years ago.
So going off of
Where is the Alamo?
It's in
honestly, it's like it's farther down.
Guys,
I don't remember exactly where it is.
What's the Alamo?
I'm going to just guess it's in Lubbock, Texas.
What's the Alamo?
I'm going to just guess that. Know. What's the Alamo?
Yeah.
So yeah, you went to school here in Texas, right?
I did.
Okay, so over here in Texas, like the Alamo is like one of the most important fucking things, right? This is like a big place where like all of these guys were like fighting off the Mexican army and they stood, there was like a last stand at the Alamo and we all fucking died.
In Jersey, that's like the Jersey Shore for us.
Yeah, it's like Jersey Shore. So, yeah, that's like
I was there.
Exactly.
I was one of those guys.
Yeah, that's the Jersey Shore. That's the Jersey Shore house.
Really?
Yeah. That's the Italian flags right there. You see them?
Oh, wow, actually you're right.
I'm going to guess Civil War happened in the 1920s. I'm going to guess.
Okay. It didn't.
Doesn't matter. History facts do not matter at all unless you're Northern Lion trying to impress his chat.
Okay.
It does not matter. History does not matter. It doesn't repeat itself.
What does matter, Miss?
Anime at this point.
Okay.
Anime and more importantly, GameStop.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Hello, Steak and Eggs listeners. I'm here to tell you about our sponsor, Displate. Displate is an easy-to-use metal poster that uses non-invasive magnets to attach to your walls. It requires no power tools and only takes 20 seconds to slap one of these up on a wall. Not to mention, Displate features over 1 million unique and licensed designs. Whether you're a fan of a certain series or if you're just looking for something original, you can browse Displate's website and find something that's perfect for you. Don't fall victim to the bro bedroom layout. If you don't know what that is, allow me to show you. Look at these lifeless walls, barren of all hope and joy. Jay, is this pretty much your room? Your room doesn't have to look like Jay's room, though. You can break free from boring blank walls with Displate. I've got Mr. Beast's favorite right here, Pike from League of Legends, and this is Godskin Apostle from Elden Ring. You can put one up just like this. You can support our podcast by getting your own poster at Displate.com/steakandeggs. Plus, Display is celebrating their birthday with their biggest sale ever. You can get 32% off 1-2 disc plates, 37% off 3 disc plates, or 42% off 4 or more when you use our code STAKE at checkout. Thanks, Displate, for sponsoring our podcast.
GameStop stock is what's important right now. It's up 90%.
Who is invested in GameStop here? Uh-oh.
I started today.
Wow, how much?
Huh?
How much?
$50,000.
$50,000.
Which is today at Monday the 13th, 2024. I've invested $50,000 at 10 a.m. I'm currently down $4,000.
I've had 30K wow. invested, but it's not showing in my stock results right now. So
okay.
I'm not
well,
sure
maybe
what
you lost all the money.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, I you really win some, you lose some.
Stocks, I learned this from an anime. Fun yeah. fact. I learned this from Honkai Star Rail. Investing is about playing the long game.
Uh-huh.
Famous
How can you learn from Honkai Star Rail to invest in long game?
Well, it's because, really simple because yeah. every dollar that you spend in that game is wasted. It's a lot like investing in GameStop.
So there's this faction called the IPS, which is the
IPC.
IPC. Thank you, Asmund. And they're essentially tax collectors.
International Peace Corps.
Yep, that's right. And Topaz,
how does he know more about the game than you
do? Because he's smarter than me. Oh. And so Topaz is ultimate. She says, when investing, it's all about playing the long game. And then, what the fuck?
Numby.
Yep.
See, that is true.
That is so sad. Are you, you're not being serious, are you? Because she came out, what, like 8 months ago?
Yep. Oh. That's what I learned.
Yeah, but
so
investing is a long game.
You started investing 8 months ago.
Yep.
And
I've so far made 90 grand.
Okay.
What? Wait, what? Okay, so what have you done? Just normal stocks?
Oh, yeah, just a little bit and everything.
Okay.
I put like 50 grand in NVIDIA. NVIDIA good. AI
okay,
good.
All right. So you basically made 40 grand from NVIDIA.
Yeah, I made yeah, a lot okay. from NVIDIA.
You
yeah.
only started investing 9 months ago?
Well, I didn't have any money before that, man.
Oh, yeah.
You remember?
I wonder why.
Mm. Yep, because OTK put me in debt.
Yeah, I'm like not a fan of this OTK thing anymore.
You think so?
Yeah, I feel like
what do you
like
want to do instead?
Huh?
What do you want to do instead?
OTV.
OT, really?
Yeah.
Is that what the podcast is for?
Well, they don't have to do anything, which is kind of nice when you think about it. Like, okay, they just play Valorant and sit around and...
Well, what do you do?
Well, I guess you I just don't stream anymore.
Well, yeah, but I guess you've got the gym, right? I mean, like, you've got the... I'm going to be honest. Like, we wrote the Melee thing down.
Right.
I thought that shit was about Smash. I do.
Wait, what
I
was, that was, about, was it Smash. About? What is the Melee thing about then?
So, it's MCC, which is Melee... championship, like it's basically what we're doing. It's like our fight league. Remember when I did a fight?
We're doing?
No, well, I'm doing.
Oh, you're doing.
You're not
so
in
you,
it.
You,
we are not invested.
You said we're.
Well, yeah, I always, it's parasocialism.
So the royal we. The royal
but when
we.
I say we, you get more invested.
Oh my God.
He was like,
this is, it's an effort to get the most invested people that are have mental illnesses on the internet on
then
your side.
Well, then I should be there.
Yeah.
Asmund, well, what you were the there fuck? Last it's time. Just MMA.
Wait, what is
the people with
the
mental
is
the ones fighting.
What's the correlation there?
We, by saying we.
Yeah.
And getting the viewers involved.
Oh, because then they feel like...
They feel like they're part of it.
I don't think so.
Oh, I don't know.
Yes, absolutely. That's why I do it.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I got, guys, we just hit 10,000 subs. Guys, we just hit 8,000 subs. What's happening?
Wow. How is this happening?
Yeah, I have less subs now than you guys do on Patreon, so...
Really?
Wait, how many subs do you have on your channel?
I don't know. I don't check anymore. It's embarrassing. I literally took it off my overlay because it's just so low.
If it makes you feel any better, I don't have any.
Yeah, you have more than Zach.
Yeah, but it's funny. I probably don't have more than Asmongold.
That's probably true.
I mean, I got 6,000.
Huh?
I got 6,000 on Twitch.
You have 6,000 subs?
Yeah.
That's really good.
Well, thank you.
I actually am surprised. I think that's really low.
Yeah, for me, it's pretty low too.
Yeah.
But I'm happy whenever I am above 4K.
Do you think a lot of it's people who forgot to unsub after your subathons?
Yes. Absolutely. 4,200 of my subs are just tier one subs.
Well, then you should do more subathons until it's like...
immediately. No.
I'm moving.
No.
Don't you feel grimy?
Really?
No, because let me tell you why.
You make so much fucking money. You just said I made $90,000, 50,000 video. Let's do a subathon.
So here's
the community
broke.
More.
I'm broke.
I wouldn't need money if I didn't want to make newer, brighter content, but I am going to revolutionize the Twitch content.
Look, get a
meta.
Second chain. What content are you going to possibly
two
make,
chains.
Tecton?
Well, I'm
you
taking,
love drama. You're not going to get into more content. I know you. What are you going to do? Start doing Mr. Beast shit?
No, I'm taking Soda Pop and Trash Talk Tournament. I'm actually going to do it monthly. And then I'm going to have a fucking party stream. It's going to be great.
So you're going to play games and have a couple overlays
drunk.
And buy alcohol, so therefore you
Has
need to do another
subathon. Has anybody done this before?
No, but
what the fuck?
I'm going to do it consistently, right? That's the difference.
What, the subathon part?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, a consistent subathon. That's something to get the viewers excited.
I'm going
to
say this. I'll say this publicly. I have one subathon idea, and it's going to change the world.
What is it?
I'm doing this. If anyone steals this, just know they stole it from me. I'm looking at you, Cutie Cinderella, because you steal everything I do.
True.
Including Ludwig.
True.
So my subathon idea is if when I'm done and retiring streaming,
yeah,
I will do a subathon. And when the stream ends, I'm done streaming.
That's it?
You should do that right now.
What do you mean that's it? That's fucking sick.
That's kind of sad. It's like kind of epic.
Think about all the parasocial viewers are going to be like, no! Please don't. They're going to throw hundreds at me. And I'm just going to be like,
so like
I'm just cooking eggs.
What would happen if you started it and then nobody subbed? Would you like have to get on an alt?
I'm sure. I'd go on my alt stream and start complaining.
Yeah.
Or what if
don't leave.
What if it like kept going for like years? Like would you have to like lower the time or
no,
you're just there?
I think it'd be so funny if I'm just stuck and they're just like, yup, I'm literally watching. Like I think that would go crazy viral. That's something that like people would be like, this is nuts. This guy streamed for 6 years. Now this is his last stream ever and it's been going on for a month and a half.
Jesus.
Or 2 months or 6 months.
I don't
know.
I think that's kind of a good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Jacob had another one with me where he said that he thinks I should do a subathon where when the timer hits zero.
Oh.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah. Should I have said that publicly? Can we blurb that out?
I'll be real.
Yeah. Just pretend I said a slur.
I'm taking that.
That's a really
good idea. No, no, don't.
That's crazy.
Jacob, I fucked up. Oh, no, please good. Don't.
That's
don't.
My
don't.
Idea, man. That's insane. I'm going to do that on July.
Tectone, please. Do I have to pay you again? Like, don't take my...
Yeah.
Don't.
That is so good.
No, don't take my idea. That's Jacob's idea he told me last night. So you're stealing from Jacob.
That is a very good idea. I'm going to be fair. That's a very, very, very good idea.
Yeah. Huh?
You're not going to do it though.
Yes, I will.
I'll give you 6 months.
Give me a year.
I'll give you a year.
Okay. 1 year from now.
Okay.
Okay. I'm sure Cutie Cinderella will do this with her bakery.
It's like
that
a one-year
up.
Non-compete clause?
Yeah, 1 year non-compete. That's
okay. Yeah, but it's not idea. Like we compete anyway. Your audience does not watch me.
Yes, they do. I get tons of Miss Frogs in my chat.
Really?
Yeah, they go Mizzy Wizzy.
Huh?
They do.
That's interesting.
And then whenever you're in drama, they come into my chat and they do the frog on fire.
Nice.
And they say, help us, Techie Wecky. And then they go, oh!
Going to you for help is...
A great idea.
It's a great idea.
It is. It's good.
Yeah. I feel like you on my side is going to make the world of a difference.
I 100% agree. I'm good at convincing the people of the truth.
Yeah. Well, is that really true though?
Well, for some people, the people who matter.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That's all that matters.
There's a lot of people that don't matter then.
Yeah, a lot of people don't give a fuck.
All right. Speaking of not mattering, what I came here to ask you guys, which is a very important question,
is
are you guys going to get hair transplants?
Okay, so like, what are you doing, right? Because like, your hair looks way better than it did.
Yeah, why did you say that?
Because I'm feeling gay now, right? I mean, like, what the fuck? No, it actually is. It looks a lot better.
No,
your hair
but
looks way
on
better.
Stream, you were like, what did you see? You said the nicest thing you ever said about me. You said that you're like, Miz's hair is looking good. He's doing something off stream and I'm going to find out what it is.
That's exactly what I said. What is it?
You never messaged me.
Okay, so it's a secret. All right.
No, it's
that's
not.
That's fine.
There is no secret. So, okay, what I'm doing, the difference is, well, when you think of last year, I was so stressed.
I could say, it's a miracle you're not bald.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or dead. So, like, last year's stress was so bad that my hair was just thinning and falling out like crazy. And then I looked it up and I said, what's wrong? And the truth is, a lot of my hair came back not because of lack of stress. The reason why a lot of my hair came back is because I started dieting better.
Oh,
and I
no.
thought, I know. This is why I'm
so
glad you didn't answer
sad.
Me.
Oh, bro, are you kidding me?
There's no way diet makes your hair fall out.
No, it probably does. But
absolutely.
No, but I mean, if you're like malnourished, sure.
Well,
that's
I'm allergic to eggs.
You eat meat and vegetables, like a tomato.
In the past, I have eaten a tomato in my life.
You eat ketchup.
When was
like,
the last time I ever had ketchup, though? Like, it must have been
well, like
a
you,
month
you
ago.
You get, like, vitamin C from, like, French fries and shit.
You can get vitamin C from the... No, that no, never mind.
But asthma, you can also just get hair from a hair transplant.
Okay.
You don't need to do the diet.
Okay. But I worry that, like, if I get a hair transplant, it's going to look like shit.
It can't look
okay,
much worse.
Okay, what I always say about hair transplants is, like, so you, like, you fix your hairline when you're a guy, right? And, like, that new hair just stays... But then isn't there like a new hole that starts forming later on?
Yeah, but
on?
That doesn't matter for asthma because no one sees the back of his head because his room's always so dark.
Yeah.
So you're fine.
I feel like the back of my head is fine. It's the front that's the problem.
You do have to maintain it, right? If a guy gets a hair transplant, you have to like go back in to patch it up or no?
I hope not.
But yeah, that's why. I feel like people that get boob jobs, you have to like get it fixed like once a year.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Like they have to like go in there and like get like checkups and shit.
Well, is a checkup just like a cop a feel thing where like, or is a checkup like they have to like,
well, sometimes they have to like put new bags in there. Like not like once a year.
New bags?
Yeah.
Well, that's what it has to be, right? Yeah. They're like, you've seen what boob implants look like, right?
Yeah, that like
they look like those little Debbie pastries, the snowballs. They're like that shape.
Oh yeah, the pink ones. Yeah, okay.
That was a really good way to tell him what it looked like.
I know immediately.
No, I think of that because in middle school, this guy told me, he was like, I found out that if you buy a snowball and you microwave it, it feels like a real boob. And I was like, there's just no fucking way. It's not true.
Wait, a snowball?
Wait, no, actually, how do you know it's not true?
How do you know?
Never mind. But
that literally looks like the Jersey Shore jellyfish that roll up on the beach.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, you know that boob implants can also explode? Like, there's this lady who…
I did know that.
She went on an airplane and her boob implant exploded inside her boob because, like, the air pressure.
So okay, happened? What happens? Does that mean her body absorbs all the plastic?
I don't know. Because I don't know if, like, there's,
or maybe her boob got bigger then?
The other one did.
It was like when a car gets hit. Like,
yeah.
Well, I don't think that they're like filled with liquid or anything. I think it's just like a solid jelly.
Is that the jellyfish from Jersey Shore? Look at that. Look at the difference.
No, that's an implant.
I'm pretty sure that's sand. Why would someone put, I mean, unless it exploded on the beach.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a jellyfish and that's an implant. This would be a good game to say, is it implant or jellyfish?
Have you ever touched one of those?
When Tecton gets back, we should just say like, Tecton, what do you think of these implants? Yeah, where did
he go? What the fuck happened?
He went to pee without saying anything,
that's
I guess.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's been a while.
Does this happen on your podcast where he just gets up?
No, usually we all hold the pee until the very end. Then we all like take turns sprinting to the bathroom. But I guess today he just like didn't care.
He just said he didn't give a fuck.
I'm sure he doesn't want to talk about the hair transplant stuff. He's too far gone.
No, I mean, I was thinking about it. They said they had like that stem cell shit too. Yep. Like, I don't know what's going to happen. I might go there and see what they got to say.
Well, Peach Jar's got it.
Really?
So Peach Jar's got the stem cell thing where she basically said that what they do is it's like almost microneedling into your hair right here. And you don't go under or anything. And she said that it actually made a huge difference in her hair.
Nah, no way, really?
Yep.
What the fuck?
So you could do that, but I want to get a hair transplant for content.
Really? But what if you look like an idiot?
How funny is that?
That'd be funny. But like, wouldn't it be, I worry that like, if you look bad, then like, it wouldn't be funny after like the second week. Then it's going to be like, oh wow, look, it's…
Well, what is
you're
going to
look like a Cynthia from Rugrats.
That's honestly not…
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's really bad,
is
man.
Is that the one that's like…
Yeah.
Oh.
That's real bad.
Well, I mean, as long as I'm not looking like, you know, Tommy Pickles.
There it is, right? You don't want to be like that.
No, you won't look like that. You just shave the rest of your hair.
Here, let's show Tecton on the boob implant.
Show him down.
Oh, yeah. You were here when we were talking about the snowballs, right?
No, that's jellyfish. Show him the other one.
Yeah, what about him?
So, Tecton, you know this is a boob implant, right?
Yep.
Yep, see? This is what it looks like on the inside of a boob.
Have you guys seen when they put the same thing in like someone's ass, but you can like flip it inside out inside the ass?
Yes, I have.
So
is that fucking
horrifying?
I also know
a lot about implants.
I thought that was fake.
Yeah, no, I was telling them how they have to like get them fixed and like checked up on for like the rest of their life.
Yep, after 10 years, if they don't take them out, they could die. They could rupture. You could die immediately. There's also different boob implants, whether they go over the fat or under the fat.
Okay, you know way more than I do.
Have you ever felt just like an actual like really bad boob implant? Feel terrible.
It's not badass, rock. No.
No, it's not badass at all. You hug them and it feels like rocks, right? But if you put them underneath the titty, then it still feels like a real boob.
I didn't really know you did that often. I always thought it was just anime girls all day.
Well, you know, man, I'm a pretty good looking guy.
Is it like, so have you, because you're probably pretty well versed in the whole thing of the future of like the women, like anime. You seem like a kind of guy I want to talk to.
Well,
I mean,
there's
let me
no future
this.
For women. They're going to get replaced by robots.
Right. That's what I was going to wonder is like, is there, do you think there's going to be a thing where, like, I can almost imagine it where Genshin Impact will one day sell some of their characters as like you can download this character in space like Futurama. You download the character. Yeah, and like,
so essentially, eventually,
it can become your waifu.
We as men are going to wake up in this world and realize that women are a plague on society. Right, and we're going to get rid of all of them, and then we're going to replace them with anime girls with insemination chambers to where you can fuck an anime girl and still spread your seed inside of them. And that's when we're going to get babies, and then the world's just going to be better off. And then every, you know, 50% chance whether you keep the baby or not, depending on the gender. So we don't want to bring the women problem back again. And yeah, it's pretty much the future of gaming.
How do you get more sponsors than me? That is incredible. Like, I mean, seriously, how the fuck did you just say that and get more sponsors than me?
Well, he's right.
You think that's what the sponsor is saying? Like Marvel's like, yeah, no, we get it.
He's right. You know.
Yeah, yeah. They're
this is the universe we were talking about.
Yeah. Man, as long as I don't shit talk China, I'll still get sponsors.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, true.
That actually is true.
Yeah, there it is.
Have you ever shit talk China?
I love China. They're actually my favorite country. I actually say quite often China is number one.
Really?
Yep.
Do you know what Taiwan is?
It doesn't exist.
Wait, what's wrong with Taiwan? My answer there.
Nothing's wrong with Taiwan.
I have no idea. Like, I don't know. It's like some like fucking political thing over there.
When you say I have no idea, does that mean that you have a sponsor today from like China or something?
I wish. Can we give you, that'd be great.
Can I give you a genuine fear? This isn't a content fear.
Okay.
I genuinely fear like I'm going to be driving and then a Chinese assassin is going to be back in my car and they're going to slit my throat.
Really? Why do you, and why would they do that?
Because I probably have lost companies a lot of money.
No. There's no way.
I feel like they would do it to him over you.
Yeah.
Well, if they
kill
you,
because a lot of his companies are American based.
Like, if Asmin dies for any reason,
well,
no matter
that's
what,
okay. I'm not talking about Boeing.
Yeah, I'm just saying if he dies, I'm running.
Yeah.
I'm running. You'll never see me again. You'll never hear from me again. And same thing with me.
Yeah.
Because if they get me, they're okay. Yeah, you got it.
I don't think that's true for the other way around.
You think so?
I think someone would kill you and be like, I just didn't like Tecton.
Okay.
And they're like, what's up, Asmin?
Yeah. Hey, man.
Cool. Cool.
Like,
I can finally watch the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. We were talking about hair transplants, by the way, when you were gone. Would you get one?
I would love to get a hair transplant and then continue shaving my head.
Why?
Because these dumb fucks on the internet think that being bald is a choice. I could just spend $15,000 and get hair. I just don't want hair.
You know, I'm getting a hair transplant in June.
Great. And I hope you have fun.
It's like next month.
Yep, it's next month.
You've also been saying that for 2 years and you're not going to get one.
I literally am getting the appointment tomorrow.
That's what you said.
It's in mid-June.
You won't go through with it.
You really don't think I will? I think it's really hard to say for someone that they would go through with a hair transplant on stream because it's like there's so many, everyone's just going to know. It's insecurities.
Yeah, but you barely stream anyways. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah, you're actually right.
Just wear a hat.
I don't know.
You can't.
Can't wear a hat,
no.
Can wear a big hat. Like a big bubble around your head.
Wait, what? When after the air transplant?
Yeah, like you wear an astronaut helmet for a fucking
month. You're making it sound like it's gonna go bad. I'm going to like a prestigious place in New York. I'm not going to Turkey.
Okay. You're not going to Turkey?
No, I kind of want to now though for content reasons.
Won't the waiting list be like a year?
For what?
New York? A place like that?
No, because they know that I'm just going to shout them out. They're giving it to me for free.
Oh, the exposure.
It's genius. They even told
me. Plenty of girls do that shit. Like, they'll go to South Korea or something like that or California and get plastic surgery and then just post a picture of it and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's super common.
Yeah, I told them, they're like, hey, we want multiple videos, this and that. Yeah. They even told me, they said, hey, in your MMA league, we want a sponsor. And I'm like, you know what? Most sponsors, I'm like, I don't know if that will do it for you. I can imagine that almost everyone watching besides Emmy is going to say, have thought about hair transplants.
Wait, what's that? What's that again?
Yeah, like I was like, damn, that's actually a really good idea. They want us to do everything. I said, sure, fuck it.
Wow.
They've done Twitch streamers.
Okay. Wait, really?
Yeah, I can't say who.
Ooh.
Yeah. But there's some Twitch streamers that we are very friendly with that we know.
I remember I told you.
Room.
I told you about that.
They're in this room. Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it, why not? Like, it was crazy too, is the process is not even bad. I thought I was have to go under. Cause I didn't want to go under. Cause last time I went under when I got my boob job, when I lost my gynecomastia in sixth grade, I was never the same.
And now, a word from our sponsors.
Worked. Okay. Greetings, podcast listeners. I've arrived to tell you about our sponsor, RoboBeat. RoboBeat is a newly released rhythmic looter shooter where you play as Ace, a renowned bounty hunter, on a mission to bring in a rogue robot named Frazzer. The game features chaotic gun-based combat with roguelite elements, but you won't just be shooting to the beat. RoboBeat offers a ton of movement mechanics for you to master, and this means wall running, dashing, sliding, bunny hopping, all synchronized to the badass original soundtrack. And you're not only limited to the game's OST, you can also shoot your enemies to your own beat with the game's custom music editor. You can bring it up in-game anytime without interruption and handcraft your own musical experience. Not to mention, you can select music from other games such as Ultra Kill, Dusk, and BPM, Bullets Per Minute. In fact, even Jay can load up his new experimental EP in the game's editor. Anyways, you can check out RoboBeat right now on Steam and hop right into the action. Link is in the description below. And thank you to Quali and RoboBeat for sponsoring our podcast.
So I was like, I just don't want to go under. And they're like, you don't? They said, we're going to put on any cartoon or TV show you want to watch. For 8 hours, you watch that while we do everything and that's it.
What are you going to watch?
Probably Game of Thrones.
Oh, God.
Why?
Have you seen the whole thing?
No.
Wait, really?
No, but I know the ending because my friend Dave hates it.
Oh, right. Yeah, it sucks.
Well, then, or I can watch like, what's something?
The beginning of it is really good. You can go 8 hours and it'd be good.
What can I watch besides Game of Thrones? Maybe Steak and Eggs podcast.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe that time you'll have enough episodes of your own podcast. Do you ever watch your own videos?
Never.
Really? I watch my videos.
I know you both do because you're fucking obsessed with yourselves. I don't know how I can. I can't listen to myself.
Really?
No.
Either
why? I don't watch my own videos.
Because it's so. I don't know. I just don't care to. I hate my own voice.
Yeah.
You really can watch yourself.
So I used to stream for 4 hours and then I would end the stream. And then I would watch the stream again and I'd be like, this sucks. This is bad. This is good. Let's do more of that. You know, why did I argue with this guy for an hour? And then, you know, that's how I did it. I did that all the time.
But can't you just tell that by looking at your graph and being like, yeah, that was a good hour. This game sucked. Like, you know what I mean?
No, because the graphs only tell you what, like if anybody could figure it out, anybody can read a graph, right?
Right.
But there's a lot of streamers that suck. There's probably way more people that can read a graph than streamers that suck. So if it's easy as reading the graph, then everybody wouldn't suck.
Do I suck?
What do you mean?
What?
What do you mean? Who the fuck said that?
Tecton looked at me kind of like I suck.
No, I didn't say anything. I'm just looking at
you. When was the last time you played a game on stream?
Rumble Club.
Besides Rumble Club, it's not a game. It's a lifestyle.
That's true.
Besides Rumble Club, what was my last sponsored game? Not much, Asmin.
Really?
Nah, the problem is with me is I'm just too skittish.
So, Kai's playing all the way through Elden Ring.
It's so funny and so bad.
It's
bad in a good way.
Well, I actually owe my community because I said if the podcast hits 100,000 views.
It did.
Then I will play it. And I'm like, I'm down to play it, right? So what I'm going to do is I think I'm going to make a video similar to Kai's, but really shitty. And then instead of like having like a dragon behind me and stuff, I'm going to have like Jeffrey the giraffe from Toys R Us.
Or like a sheet of paper behind you with a dragon drawn on it.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like really stupid and scuffed.
Okay.
And then I have to play Elden Ring. I might do the same thing.
Okay. That's a good idea. I mean, it's a long fucking game.
Like, I just don't, I'll be honest with you though.
Yeah.
I just don't care about gaming as much.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's ever since I've gotten like, you know, now that we're old, I don't know. I just kind of want to like be outside more and like walk around and like, I don't know.
Don't do that.
Huh?
You don't do that.
No, but the idea of it sounds cool.
Right, that's
so
true.
I pace in my house thinking I'm going to do it.
Yeah. I really should be outside right now.
Yeah, but games are just like, I don't know. It's just so much to sit there. Like I'm so movie nowadays. I always feel like I have to be walking.
Most people only play a game for like an hour and then they go do something.
But I can't do that on Twitch unless it's like Rumble Club.
Oh. Well, you can play a game for like 2-3 hours. I mean, I don't know. Like, are you going to play Elden Ring all in one sitting or?
So what I'll probably do is I'll play Elden Ring and if my view count gets low.
That's what you did with Dark Souls.
I'll wait and see if Asmin raids me. Sad. If he doesn't, I end stream. And say I'm sick.
Okay. No, if you play Elden Ring, I will raid you 100%.
All right. Looks like I'm 100%. Doing looks like I'm doing Elden Ring. I'll do I should do what Kai did because it's funny just to copy him. And Ludwig did it too. And that's when Ludwig actually started playing more games on stream.
I don't know what the fuck Ludwig does. Mm. I'm going to be, I have no fucking idea what he does. All I do is watch his videos on his second channel where he talks about drama every like week. And I'm like, where the hell does this guy go? He has some drama with Destiny. I did see that.
Yeah, he had some drama. That was funny. He had some drama with we call him the D word.
Yeah, the D word?
Yeah, because so if you say his name, his viewers are going to, his 800 viewers that are the most loyal are going to come watch.
What's wrong with
this.
Destiny? Because I thought he was a pretty nice guy.
Yeah, I like Destiny. He's great.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
I don't really follow what he does, but I just follow him for political takes, and I feel like
The problem with Destiny is his viewers are so adamant, and they're good. Like, I'll be real. They're just fucking good. Like, okay, the drama was Ludwig basically said something about some cheese ball incident that he said that was kind of weird, and Destiny's like, blah, 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 I hate you for a bunch of other stuff, right? It was stupid. But then Destiny's viewers found a 5-year-old clip from a 3-hour VOD of Cutie Cinderella when Destiny ate the cheese ball and threw it in the air and said, Ludwig, you lied. This is how the cheese ball was actually done. You lying sack of shit. Your argument's invalid.
So,
and I'm like, my viewers would never do that for me. And I've seen it before. Yeah, that's the whole drama. It's a
That's crazy.
So why doesn't he like OTK?
Who?
Destiny.
I don't think Destiny doesn't
like Destiny. Well, I went up to him at a TwitchCon because I was going to tell him that, like, you know, I like his content because I still tell people I like their content when I like their content. And he's like, I feel like I know who you are. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I play video games, part of OTK. And he's like, oh, that's why I don't like you.
He probably thought that we were a sex cult and he's mad that we're just a gaming community.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I get that.
Yeah. I feel like that's really it.
Well, Destiny, if you ever want to play Rumble Club, man, I'm down anytime.
When was the last TwitchCon that even happened?
This was San Diego. The last one that happened was Las Vegas.
Yeah, what do you mean that even happened? There's been one every year except for COVID.
Really? I thought, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh, they're good. Yeah.
They're good.
It was in like, what, October? I don't fucking remember.
Yeah, I don't fucking know. One of the times.
Yeah.
I went gambling with Nanners. It was awesome.
I was also there.
Lost $6,000 very quickly.
I don't understand, Asim. Why don't you go to these events? The community would love you.
What? Well, they can love me from a distance. You know, and like, I would be willing to go to an event like that, maybe. Like, if I could teleport to the event, it would be fine. The only reason why I don't travel is of sleep. Like, other than that, I have no problem traveling. I just don't, I have trouble sleeping.
No, I get that. I do too.
Yeah, yeah, there it is.
I basically every night, I can't sleep for, like, I went to bed at 2. I went to sleep at like 6.
Yeah. What'd you do?
I'm telling you, I just can't, I don't stop moving. Like, I'll just fidget for about 4 hours straight.
I think that if you have an issue sleeping, 99% of the times, you are the problem.
Okay, I would.
I have 99%.
Yeah.
Because I can sleep anywhere. I used to have sleeping issues, and then when I couldn't sleep, I just stopped taking caffeine, and then I started doing more exercise. If you do that,
I'm not really going to stop drinking soda.
Right,
like,
you see what I'm saying?
That's crazy. Like, I mean, like, what are we talking about?
But like, you got these people drinking, like, you know, 600 milligrams of caffeine, not exercise. Like, why? Well, no shit, you can't sleep.
Yeah.
You're drinking coffee right now.
At what time is it? Like 4:30?
Yep.
I go to bed at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning?
Well, that's already a problem. You should go to sleep no later than 11 p.m. every night.
I think the problem is my brain is just severely ADHD, and then I just start thinking about the most random things in the world, and it's more interesting than going to sleep.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I really have a lot of fun just being in my head and be like, woo, like, this is a fairy tale that's happening, and then 2 hours goes by.
Did any of y'all play Hades 1?
Yep.
I don't play games.
I haven't, no.
Jesus Christ.
I got my ass
whooped. Well, the second game came out, and I died against the fucking third boss in that game, and I shouldn't have. I spent 2 hours last night sitting in a drive-thru with the music off thinking about that. And then I go to bed and I'm thinking about it in bed. When I get home today, I'm going to play it again. I'm going to kill him.
Are you a believer in passive learning?
Yes.
I dude, when you spend all your time
it's thinking, like a rested experience bonus.
Yep. And then you sleep and then your brain is still going. You are getting better at the game even when you're not playing.
Yeah, I know.
It's like AFK Journey.
Yep.
It's great. That's AFK why when you get stuck, best thing to do, go to sleep, wake up, you'll be better.
Asim, you'll appreciate this. You know, one of my friends messaged me after 12 years.
What'd he say?
Yo.
Did he call me a racist?
Well, that was the message before it.
Yeah.
But the message that he sent me was, yo, here's a YouTube video, and he'll send me the link of it, and it was us playing Halo 3.
What the
like
fuck?
Way back. I don't even remember what it was, but it was
2007.
You ever play Fat Kid at McDonald's on Halo 3?
No.
You never played that?
No.
In Forge?
Is it a custom game?
Yeah, yeah. It was, no, it was a Forge custom. It was Fat Kid at McDonald's, and it was us playing it I would play it for you guys, but you lose every sponsor because we were definitely saying some bad shit.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a beautiful time.
It was gaming was a lot different back then. Like, I wish that it could go back to that a lot of times.
I think
like,
it kind of is.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, not on stream.
Yeah?
Yeah, on stream it's, or off stream, it's still the same.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Maybe you're right.
I disagree. Because the thing is, and the issue is nowadays, is people get good so fast. I mean, I'm sure you guys each have 13 videos on this exact subject.
More than that.
Yeah, it from last week. It just doesn't feel the same when, you know, you have people who are mid-maxing so well and everyone doing things properly and you have YouTube guides on how to do this and be the best.
Gaming is too goal-oriented. Everything is about finishing the game. It's not about playing the game. It's about how to beat the game, how to finish the game, how to move on to the next game. People never actually sit there and actually play and enjoy a game.
Let's play Fall Guys.
Fall Guys?
Yeah, Fall Guys. You feel like that? They added a new update. Have you seen it?
No.
They added a new update to Fall Guys. Cutest thing I've ever seen in a game. They said, and if you're not good enough to finish the level, we're introducing a piggyback function where you can carry your buddy on your back so they can finish the level.
That's kind of cute.
That's awesome.
And then if they're also implementing a new game where if people finish and you'd be eliminated, you go into another game mode where you just get to play and just have fun.
But a perfect example, loser bracket,
yeah,
like all the other losers.
But I call it the for fun bracket.
Okay,
but a perfect example of what I'm saying is like, okay, Super Smash Brothers, right? Like I was considered one of the best Smash players where I was from.
Right? Okay. How large scale is that?
Literally everybody
says friends.
That.
In your house?
Five friends.
Literally everybody says
but
that.
That feeling of being the best to those five friends was euphoric. They would come over. We got to beat Miz. I would 2v1 them. And they had no chance. I would always do it at Temple so I could cheat. But I would always be winning. But nowadays, it's not the same.
I just want to let you guys know, like, whenever I say that, there's video evidence. Like, I have on my old YouTube channel me playing Smash in high school winning.
Yeah, the melee one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Fuck yeah.
So what are you saying?
But I would do that, and I love my life. And then nowadays, it's not the same because people be like, oh, I know this meta. This is new. Yeah. How to do this trick. When all I was doing back then is I was down C-sticking and killing everybody.
I mean, I shit you not. What you're talking about, I did last night. I was at a house. We were at a party. There was Smash. Everybody sucked and I was crushing people.
Yeah, but I feel like it's not the same because now everyone could just be like, oh, that guy's the best in the world. Like there's a huge difference between you and that guy where people don't go like, oh my God, Tekton's so good.
Well, I mean, I think the problem is you're hanging out with the wrong people. You're hanging out with streamers who are good.
Well, to be fair, I don't hang out with anybody.
That's true. That's probably your problem. Like I feel like what you want exists. You just got to go out and get it.
Yeah,
I think if you play online on Twitch, you're going to get fucked. But if you just go with your buddies, just bring those same five buddies over. The experience is still there.
I don't know. I feel like I have to go to like the middle of like Missouri or something.
Do you like hang out with people who don't make content?
That's not a thing.
Yeah. So like how many, from your friend group that you have, how many of them are non-content creators versus content creators?
They're all content creators.
Right? And I think that's a problem. I feel like everybody should have friends that are disconnected from the reality that we live in. That's how I stay grounded at least. I love having friends who just don't do shit.
No, I get that. But for me, it's just...
You can have some of my friends if you want.
I'll pass. The problem I have with having friends when it comes to them not being content creators or even content creators in general is you never really know if they like you for you or they like you because even if they don't want the clout, being around you or the money that you have can be interesting to them.
I think that's 100% a fair take. I had the exact same fear for a very long time until I set boundaries with all of my friends, which is I will never pay for anything you do. I will never give you any money whatsoever and you will never come on my stream.
That's interesting because the first thing you asked about me is can I have money and I gave it to you.
I did not ask.
That says something.
You demanded.
I said.
That was in the contract for OTK basically.
It was actually very sweet. I said, man, I would love to join OTK but I just don't have any money. They said, well, I'll give you money. And I said, oh, fuck. Really? Are you sure? And they said, yeah, sure. Why not? I said, I don't know if I can do that. He said, no, fucking do it.
Yeah, we should probably bring Sinek on here because he's going to complain to you that you still owe me $5,000.
You know what? I'll send you $5,000 right now.
Even now?
Okay, do it right now because this is a classic Tekton thing where he says...
Can I send it through PayPal?
Yep.
Go for it. Are you going to lose money off of that?
Sure, but you know what? If you do it, we're all good.
Okay, I'll send you $5,000.
You have to do friends and family.
I'll send you $5,000. Okay. I'm sending this account $5,000.
Okay. This is the best podcast I've ever had.
$5,000?
Yeah.
It's like you got a sponsor.
Hold up. And hold up, we're good. Next.
Are you really typing out a message?
Okay. Bank of America. Yep. And then send. I'm sending it because if this isn't the right one, it's your fault.
No, that is me.
Okay. Send.
He really sent me $5,000.
There you go.
Wait, let me see.
Look.
Yeah, no, we're, oh, well.
Oh, yeah, it does show. Okay. Yeah. All right, I'll believe you.
Here, there, okay. Look there.
You really did 75 wow. grand.
There you go, man.
What the fuck? You really did make money on GameStop.
Absolutely.
Damn, that's crazy.
Well, now we're all good.
Do you know what we should do at OTK? We should make an investment or like we should now have a branch for we hire
like
some
a
people.
Venture capitalist
yes.
company.
Holy how cool shit. That be if we had and we should get like hire some people from Goldman Sachs.
Yeah.
And we're like, yeah,
that'd
yeah.
Be
yes.
easy.
We go to all the mythic sure. talent and we go to everybody and we say, yeah. hey, we have a venture
capital. Wait, we're making a mutual fund?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I think we should do crypto instead.
Okay.
Crypto for 1 week. Who can make most money?
Okay. All better right. idea. We have a investment firm that's from Goldman Sachs. That's very legit. And then we also hire OneTap and a bunch of kids. And we see, we give them crypto money. We see who does better.
That would actually be really funny. I wonder, I actually don't know who would come out ahead.
That's a good video. I hire, yeah. You get a guy from Goldman Sachs, give him a, like 10 grand, give
yeah.
a 16 year old 10 grand, see who can make more money.
Makes money.
That's really actually good. A great fucking idea.
Yeah, I like that.
I should stop saying these on the podcast.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
This is not a good idea. But it would be really cool if we had an investment firm. Like, I did have this idea. Dude, I got to stop talking. Where I want to get my license for to be a financial guru or whatever it's called. And then my viewers would invest into my firm.
Wow, that doesn't sound like a conflict of interest at all. That would be really good though if you could crowdfund an entire mutual fund and then lose everybody's money.
But okay, I put a limit. Like you only can invest like 10 grand.
Okay.
Maybe 15.
That's a lot of money.
If TechTone raised me 20K because his viewers have a lot of money.
$10,000 is a lot of money.
Okay, how about like 100 bucks?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then see if you could make everybody money. That'd be a really good idea. I
right?
Like, that. Yeah.
Like a month of that?
Uh-huh.
I was like, damn, that's actually... I really got to stop saying these on your fucking podcast.
I'm like an investor meeting every month.
Yeah.
To talk about everything. Go
I hire
charts.
People on stream. We fire yeah. people on stream. That'd be good content. I have to wear a suit every single day.
Oh, I don't know about that. That'd be a lot.
Yeah, but I already did the whole business thing on Twitch and with the Ironforge gym and I'm tired.
Oh, yeah. So like, okay. So you're doing the MMA event in real life.
Yes. So June 1st.
Yeah.
MMA event. If you're in Austin, Texas, we're doing a amateur fights that's at this place called the Long Center. If you want to go, tickets are available.
So what has gotten you so fixated on doing fitness-related content? Because you're doing the MMA, you've done Camp Canute.
Mm. Well, the truth is, it's just what I like to do. Like, okay, like for my 20s and eight, when I was
well,
like
18,
20.
Well, here's the reality, okay? Is that Miz is like 30 now and he can't just be playing video games for the rest of his fucking life.
How old are you? I thought you were 28.
I'm 29.
Turning 30 when?
He's basically 30. And
I'm 30. I've been saying I'm 30 for 3 years.
Yeah.
Once you're 26,
you're 30.
Once I'm going to a nutritionist to try to find out what's wrong with me, I'm 30 years old. And ever since then, yeah, the tickets are available right now. It's Austin first. Fuck.
Close.
Asma, can you take this for me?
June 1st in Austin, Texas. Doors open at 1 p.m. Fight starts at 2 p.m. Long Center 701 Riverside Drive, Austin, Texas.
Is that Ironforge?
Visit meleecc.com to find out more.
Oh, actually, I'm curious. How is Ironforge?
How's it doing?
Yeah, so for the money that you put in versus the money you're getting out, how is it? Is it proving
I made
success?
No money.
You made none?
No. We don't plan on making money for it. I didn't do and make Ironforge Gym to make a serious profit. I did it more so because I think it's just a cool thing to have when I'm done being a streamer.
I think it's a good
And is that a cop out to saying
so
that we're going
broke? Do you
think
you're going to retire? Yes. Wait, you're going to retire being a streamer?
Yeah, absolutely.
No way.
Yeah.
No way. You're actually going to just stop streaming.
No. But it's like, I'll go to the point where like nowadays I stream twice a week. I'll go to like one.
You're actually only streaming 2 times a week?
Last time I streamed was Friday.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I just don't care.
I think that's really good for you.
Yeah.
I think it's good for you to be disconnected. I think streaming has consumed your entire brain. And I think that you are on an eventual path where you just need to fucking relax for a long period of time.
Well, the thing is, it's like streaming to me, and the reason why I'm saying this kind of stuff, because my community knows very well, it's like, I feel like I've done just so much. Like most streamers can say like, oh, wow, I've done so much in 10 years. You really haven't. You've played video games. Like, I've done so many different things. I've done so many different metas. I've made businesses. I've lost businesses. I want to do things I like now that I've made my money and I'm where I'm at. I don't want to have to force myself to stream.
So I'm kind of curious. For you, your retired life, let's say 15 years down the line, where do you see yourself living? What do you see yourself doing?
The problem with retirement for me and the scary part about it is if you're really talking retirement as in you're not doing any kind of content, I don't think I could do that because
You're just going to get fat and old if you do that.
Right. Well, I'll take Ozempic.
Oh, okay.
I'll just get old.
Yeah,
be skinny and old.
Boring too.
I don't want to. I mean, my podcast is something I could see myself doing in 10 to 15 years. But for normal content, like the thing is how I feel about my content in general, it's great. It's good. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely changed a lot over the years. I mean, it used to be, you guys remember, it was like, bring on OnlyFans.
You and E-Rob wrestling in the fucking peanut butter thing.
That was good.
That was a good time.
Or like that, or then the next thing from that was invite OnlyFans girls on. And that was a genius idea, except for I didn't take 10% of whatever they were making. But, you know, for me now, it's, I just want to do things that I don't, those were more forced a lot of times when I was streaming myself. And I would just get exhausted afterwards. I was so tired. When I would get off stream, I would fall asleep. Didn't want to do it.
You had a stream sludge?
Yeah, well, it's called stream sludge now. So yeah, I just was, I just don't want to do things I don't want to do. So for me, it's the fighting leagues, what I want to do. And if I want to do content, like I do want to do Elden Ring. It's like, okay, I'll stream Elden Ring. But I don't want to force myself 6 days a week to stream shit I don't want to do.
So while you're doing this, what do you see around you? Like, how, do you live like in a cabin in the woods? Do you live in an apartment? Where do you live?
Are you talking about when I'm in 10 years from now?
15 years, yeah.
I'll probably like have to flee the country for some illegal shit that happened.
Okay, yeah. So you're in Portugal.
It's
in
like that mutual fund. It'll be like some FTC violation.
Or like OneTap fucked up the crypto really bad and I have to get out of the country.
Do you have kids?
What?
Do you have kids?
Not that I'm talking about today. No.
I was at 15 years. Do you foresee yourself having kids?
Fucking no way. I'm not doing that to the world. No way.
I have a dream of having a kid.
Of my kids?
Yeah, one of your kids. And then I want to give them my channel.
Okay. You want to, you just want to pass it down?
I want to pass it down.
Is this some fucking like anime thing where like the mentor?
Totally Tectone, I feel like your kid's going to have your fucking channel for 5 minutes and go on Twitter and be like, I'm going to fucking kill myself. Yep. And that's what you want to do to the kid. Like, told you. He's going to be like, Dad, I'm like eight.
Are they
going to
be like an adult? Like 18?
At 18, they get my channel.
I give it to him at eight. You know, start him off early.
Well, yeah. Maybe like 14. But like, think about it. I mean, Canoe is 1,000,000% going to give Luisa his channel.
Absolutely not. Canoe will be streaming to the end of time.
No, okay. E-Rob is certainly giving his channel to that.
You wouldn't want to do that.
They're not having their kid do that shit.
You would never give somebody your channel.
Not like a kid, especially a 18 girl.
Year old. That's 18
a
year old.
I did give an 18-year-old my channel before.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It's good content, but I think that is what streamers are going to do. And if they don't, I will be the first.
I don't want my kid to ever live a life I just did.
I think you've lived a great life.
It depends on who I fucking and have a child with, but you got to understand something. Maybe. Tecton, if you and I had a kid, that kid will be bald at 3. Yes, okay? And he'll be dead by 5.
Yes, sir. Like an Italian Tommy Pickles.
I don't want to have kids because if I have children, they're going to be so bad. There's either two options. I have a child and he's a streamer from the day he was born to the day he dies, or I don't have kids because it's just bad for the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My kid will be like just wanting to do jackass shit. You don't want to be jumping off buildings, doing stupid stuff.
Oh, no, someone's seeing
that. Well, that's how and
then
I was.
But the problem is, then I'll be like, I will get in trouble. You you're a bad father.
Yeah, fine. Look at that.
My kid will be the youngest kick streamer ever.
Yeah, my dad totally enabled it. He bought me fireworks. He would buy me fireworks to sell to other people. He showed me how to make gunpowder.
See, that's
be normal.
And that's the things I want to do for my son.
Yeah.
But if I have a daughter, that ain't happening.
I don't, what's the point of that?
No, that's.
Would you. Question for everybody.
You guys would love China. Question like Tectone does.
I love China. Question for everybody. Gay son or thought daughter?
Gay son or thought daughter for me.
Yep. What'd you pick?
Jeez.
Yeah, let's hear what Ashton has to say first.
Yeah, you have to pick one.
Okay, so like if I had to decide.
I would pick thought daughter. I can go into my explanation after.
Really? Why?
Because I want my bloodline to continue.
Okay.
Would you get mad if one of your friends had sex with your thought daughter when she was like 24?
Why would I get mad?
Really? So you walk into your house and let's say fucking LaRoe is sitting there with your thought daughter and he's like, dude, this is badass, dude. Techie, I think about you the whole time, dude. What is your response?
I've seen women throw themselves.
You really cooked, man.
And LaRoe, he can't talk to girls. That'll never happen. Okay. It's a scenario that it just won't happen.
So they just throw, they get... The women throw themselves at a guy that doesn't talk.
Well, he talks a lot off stream.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but he can't talk to girls. He can't. He gets shaken up. He's one of those people with like a girls around. He like fucking like moves
away. Does LaRoe, because if people don't know who's watching, LaRoe is basically Tectone's shadow. Does LaRoe
he's my son.
Does LaRoe say to girls like, Yeah, I'm friends with Techie. And no. They just go like, oh my God, Tech, no. Dude, I'm such a fan.
Yeah, I don't think that's what they do.
You want to see my eggies?
Yes. Oh God, dude. Please. I wish there were people like that in the real world. This is how the road talks to girls.
Mom?
That's pretty
come
much
pick me
it,
up.
Dude. That's pretty much it. But he's a sweetheart, man. But yeah, he's too kind for this world. He's a sweetheart.
Okay, but to your idea of a thought daughter, the answer is I probably would say thought daughter, so that way when she makes an OnlyFans at one point, because she will, I'll take 20%.
Yep.
You can manage her?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Yep. I like that.
Isn't that nice, like father and daughter business together?
Dude, our daughters can collab.
That would be the... How many upvotes would that get on live show? Like 3? And 7,000 comments, 3 upvotes? Yes. Nick's in there arguing with people.
Yeah.
You want to have a thought daughter with me and we both have them collab? That is fucking disgusting.
This is such a good idea. What about you, Amy? Which one would you choose?
Could it be like thought son or gay daughter? No.
Thought
son's not
interesting. She's a girl.
Thought son's not interesting.
No, because the reason why people don't like a gay kid when they're a dude is because they don't want to think their son's getting fucked in the ass and dominated.
Why?
Well, that's
I don't
just,
think
not
that's
me.
The reason. Well, who said that?
Well, the people who I've seen on the internet. Well,
I don't know.
Why that's their argument. I don't see something wrong with
you don't have to think
either.
About your son getting fucked in the ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't think about that a lot.
Well, just think about the really moment that I said thought daughter, the first thing that he's thinking is, what if he gets fucked by LaRoe?
No, the problem with the gay son for me is like, I know that Austin show would be like talking to him and stuff or like
that's true actually.
And then like Austin show like he'll be like I'll be seeing my kid's TikTok feed it'll be Austin show coming up being like because and I just don't want to deal with that
I mean once I want to make sure everybody knows before somebody says actually Tectone your son who's gay can still have a kid I just want to make sure that the kid is of
no he can't
well they can
they will be able to they will be surrogate. Able to they will have a complete gene therapy mesh at that point and it'll be a complete DNA change
like a seahorse.
Is that actually possible?
It will be.
Because the idea of like possible. My son and then the person who he loves having
wait,
a kid
is this
would be cool.
This isn't men impregnating each other, right? Because there's a thing where women can impregnate each other with bone marrow.
Oh, yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I don't know if like it's like actually possible right now, though, but people they were like talking about it like this will be possible, but I don't know if it's a thing
yet. They've been saying a lot of stuff.
Okay, Tectone, if you want to do good content, here's what we do. We get a woman that's down to do this, obviously.
Okay.
We get 100 dudes that all have sex with this one woman. Okay. She obviously will be pregnant at
and
one
she
point.
She picks out the best.
It's a battle royale.
And we find out. Yeah, I like that. We find out. Okay, she has a child.
Yeah.
And then it's a game show. They have. There's 100 guys. She fucked. Which one is the child?
This
and we
be
have
like
to try to. It's a game of guess who.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's pretty good content.
I think that's great. We can do a POV inside of her womb. See the semen battling. See which one takes first.
I think it'd be like, okay, so if you had the kid, I don't know. I think that's actually a really good idea. That would be probably the trashiest show.
Yes.
So what was it like? What was it like whenever Jersey Shore came out for you?
We were cool before Jersey Shore.
Really?
Oh yeah, think about Jersey. It was like, oh well, you guys were the mob, the mafia.
Yeah,
like you're the Hudson River where all the bodies get thrown. Like people thought it was kind of cool over there.
Did you ever see a body in the river?
No.
That's boring.
Yeah, Hudson River is just it smells so bad. I don't even care if there's an entire cult in there. I'm not going over there.
Yeah,
it smells like shit. But I jumped in the Hudson River. Yes, I have. But when I was a kid, there's actually a runoff of the Hudson River, which is famously between New York and New Jersey. And I jumped in to this, we'd ride our bikes and I jumped into this pool of water and I get up, literally a piece of poop was on my shoulder.
Nice.
But to answer your question, the Jersey Shore time.
Yeah. Was everybody spiking their hair up and doing all this shit?
Oh like, yeah, I was a Guido.
Oh, fuck.
I was a complete Guido. I would go to every Bob's because Bob's was the only place that had Ed Hardy clothes. And we would go there to try to buy Ed Hardy. Bless my mom's soul. She got one from $50 shirt to $5.
Wow.
From Ed Hardy. And I would go where Ed Hardy. I was pumping my fist like everyone else. Pondy Floor was all we would play.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it was another shit show. And I fucking hate Jersey Shore because it made us... Now everyone just goes, oh my God, the Jersey Shore. Do you know Snooki? Which is crazy because actually I do know Snooki.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I do know Snooki.
How do you know? How?
Because her husband owns a restaurant in my hometown.
Oh my God.
So we would see her all the time.
Oh my God. And so it's actually real.
Yeah. It's like picture a more spray tanned Oompa Loompa.
Okay.
And that's what Snooki looked like. And her husband basically looked like, I mean, like just.
Did he wear a chain?
Yeah, he wore a chain. It's a gold chain with a horn on
naturally.
It.
Naturally.
And his restaurant was a Italian pizza restaurant.
Okay.
But he owns it and we'd see her all the time there. So we just were like, hey.
Was it good?
No, it sucked. But but everyone went there because he owns the restaurant.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, Jersey Shore was the worst thing that happened to Jersey. Because now, we haven't done anything cool since then. And I don't think we will.
Yeah.
So now we're just known as this trashy TV show. When we were like Sopranos.
What happened, man?
Think about how cool Sopranos is.
Yeah.
Like that's what when I grew up in Jersey, everyone was always like, the mob, this and that. Like, how you doing? Guinea tees. And now it's like, well, you're Snooki, you know, fat lips.
Fat.
Being fat.
Yeah.
It's not as fun.
When you were growing up, what type of kid were you? Did you get bullied a lot? Were you the bully? Did you get beat up? Did you beat people up?
I bullied kids.
Nice. Did they deserve it?
And what way? Because I bullied people who bullied people.
No. So I would get bullied by other bullies.
Yeah.
But I would usually be the one bullying stuff. Like, it depends on the years. So from third to like fifth grade up until middle school, I did get bullied.
Yeah.
Why?
Was it because your eyebrows?
Because my lips were always so fucking big. Lips haven't changed. Yeah. I always just look like the Freddy the Fish from, you know, so people have always been made fun of me. Freddy the fucking Fish.
Oh, God.
Look up Freddy the Fish, Jacob. I'm chilling with it. I look like Freddy the Fish. They make fun of me all the time and they would shit on me and I deserved it. So I get and the worst part is they start punching me. My lips get bigger because now I'm bleeding.
I don't think you look like Freddy the Fish. I think you look like the ladybug from Bug's Life.
Yeah, I know. That's not funny. But anyway, so I used to get bullied by this kid named Jed. And he.
Fuck Jed.
Yeah, fuck Jed.
Hey, Jed looks, if you're watching this, kill yourself. I got you.
Fuck him, dude.
Jed looked like one of those poles right there. He was very skinny and he was like, but every girl thought he was so fucking hot. And it bothered me because he literally was not attractive at all. But
Did he look like a girl? Because I feel like in middle school, the girls always like guys that look like girls.
He was definitely more flamboyant, but he had
that makes sense then.
Yep. He had a bodyguard with him, this guy named Russell. And this guy, Russell, would bully me. Because Jed didn't like me, so Russell, who loved WWE.
So he's like the henchman?
Yeah. I went over to Russell's house one time.
Did you
move with him? This guy named Russell was.
Oh, different Russell.
This guy, no. This guy named Russell would literally grab me and throw me on the ground all the time. He loved WWE. Like, that was his way of being friends.
Powerbomb?
Oh, powerbomb.
Yeah, he would powerbomb me. And then I went to him 6 years later. And this is like, he's like, we're like 18 now, 17.
Yeah.
And then he's like, Miz, I like guns.
Uh-oh.
So I said to myself, I said, Russell, let's be friends. You know, like,
smart.
Let's just be friends. Let's pretend. And he's like, Miz, like, I was 16 years old with him and we went to Vegas once and he's like, his parents left for like 5 minutes and he's like, yo, here, drink this. And I'm like, what the fuck's that? He's like, it's Cafe Patron. What's that? Alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm like, he was the first one to start drinking and he drank the good shit too. It was $25 a bottle.
God damn.
But yeah, then he went from, here's his lineage. He went from SpongeBob, WWE. That's what I knew was getting bad. We went to his birthday party. He's slamming on the ground, slamming all of us on the ground. Like a 1v8.
Right.
Happy fucking birthday. And then he goes from that to airsoft guns.
Okay.
And he was the kind of kid that would... Did you guys play airsoft guns? You probably did.
Oh, yes.
So he had every good gun possible. And he would shoot our houses to taunt us. Like literal, there would be bullets in my garage... From him being like, come outside, I'm gonna shoot you too. And he would shoot him and he wouldn't budge. He wouldn't care. He'd be like, I'm taking this bullet. I'm gonna fucking shoot you now.
So he sounds like an E-Rob viewer.
What's he doing now?
Well, him and I are obviously close friends.
Uh-huh.
But
smart.
I actually think he's a security guard.
Okay.
Maybe
that's
for
actually
that guy,
a really good. That's a really good decision.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but he was the one friend in school that I was always worried that was going to kill me.
Really?
I had one of those as well.
I never worried about... I just assumed that if a school shooter came to my school, they would just miss. Because like I always hear like, we had like 2,000-3,000 people in the school. And it's like, oh, you shoot three people? Come on. This guy can't aim.
Right. That's what I was saying.
I never assumed anything bad would ever really happen.
Have you heard about the dudes who come with knives who kill way more people with guns? I feel like, well, at least a knife. Even like a little knife.
Then why is it that there's always school shooters and there's never school swordsmen?
Okay, well, let's Google.
God, Tectone.
Why am I a problem? Why is it me?
Who else here is being a problem?
So what do you guys think about EA putting ads into their new...
I did see that. That's what's going to happen. I think it's fine as long as it's not immersion breaking.
Right.
Yeah. Like, for example, so like if you had, like for sports games, I feel like sports games should have ads in
them. They should absolutely.
Yeah, because like that's like real life.
You can stick them in the background, yeah.
But it's like if it's Skyrim and then like you get an advertisement for Pepsi in Skyrim, it's like, ooh, I don't know about that. It's kind of weird.
Right. No, I actually totally agree.
Is Dragon brought to you by Wonder Bread? Like, I don't think so.
Right.
That would be sick.
No.
I would agree. I don't really mind that they said they're going to do that. But I mean, EA's games are just not, you know.
When was the last EA game you played besides like FIFA or some stupid shit?
Probably that Star Wars Battlefront game that came out like 4 years ago.
Oh my God. Wait, they had the remaster. You didn't play that? You didn't play it?
No, my brother called me because it was his favorite game of all time. And he said, don't buy it. So I didn't buy it.
Oh yeah. Okay. That's good. That's smart.
But I was going to play, I told him, I said, yo, I'm going to play Cataclysm. Because Cata was my favorite expansion.
Yeah.
Don't know if I'm playing it still.
Oh, it's on the 20th.
I know. It's just so much work. So much work.
Jesus Christ. I mean, okay. Well, like, yeah, Emmy, I saw you were playing the Crab Souls game.
Yeah, it's actually pretty good.
I told you. It's just good, right?
It's not like, I'd say it's like a 7 out of 10. It's not like amazing, but it is good.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of good games to play now, Miz. You should play a game, man.
I told you, the hard part is, Asmin, I can't stop moving.
Yeah?
Like, I literally just fidget all day. Like, I walk, I do like 12,000 steps a day.
Is that a lot?
You should get a Steam Deck. More than the average bear. Then you can play a game while walking around inside the house, not being outside.
Yeah, but lately, you know what I do a lot? I listen to Steve Jobs' autobiography.
He was so right about so many things.
Of the way he treated his employees, too.
Well, I mean, he kind of
was wrong. I really thought I was right on that one. Yeah. Oh, man, I really thought I was right.
Okay, he's back.
It just makes sense.
What does?
How would you even bring a sword to school?
Well, you could do that. I mean, we had a friend.
He pivoted the sword. I was just talking a knife.
Yeah,
you were, I was like, oh, yeah, he played Hitman Blood Money. He thought you could just do that. It's not how it works. Have you ever been stabbed? I've been stabbed.
Same.
My friend Russell, stabbing.
I stabbed my eye.
With what? Like a needle?
With a. I've shown you my scar. You ever look at my eye?
I don't look at you.
Oh, you want to look? You want to see?
Yeah, I'm looking now.
Look at my left eye. I'm going to get really close. Yeah. I'm going to get really gay really quick. Look at my left eye. You see how it's fucked up? Look at my right eye.
It looks the same. Great doctor, by the way. He's a great doctor.
Look at my eye.
Yeah?
You see how there's the fucking white stab mark?
Yeah, sure.
That was me. I stabbed myself.
I don't get to see the stab mark.
No.
Wait, why'd you stab yourself?
Oh, because I was an idiot.
You want to be like a pirate?
So I had this Power Ranger
wallet. Watched two episodes of One Piece. You wanted to stab your eye?
I threw my Power Ranger wallet, which was red and shiny, into my mom's purse. And then I was like five. And then I found another red shiny object, which is a Swiss Army knife. And I couldn't open the little doodads in my hand, so I had to use my teeth. And so I opened up the blade and flung it to my eyeball.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
My friend Russell stabbed me too. He stabbed me in the lunchroom.
That's good.
And he didn't get in trouble. He literally stabbed me. Want to know why? Because I was sitting in his spot.
Did you snitch?
No, I actually did not snitch. I was bleeding in the back of my back.
I feel like the people who didn't get snitched or people who didn't snitch in school were just like, they just got among us.
Well, I actually stabbed a girl when I was in fourth grade.
Good.
Yeah, stabbed her.
Did she deserve it?
Yeah, she was actually bullying me because she was basically, she was in like the I'm not smart classes.
Uh-huh.
And she's like, haha, I'm in these classes and you're not. And I don't know why that pissed me off. I'm like, I want to be in those classes. I think it's really fucking
fun.
Wait,
you want to be in the retard class?
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to fit in. And it seemed like they got more fun. They went outside more. They took naps.
I bet they did.
So it pissed me off. And she's like, you're not here. And I'm like, why is one of your eyes looking this way and one's looking that way when you're talking to me? Stupid bitch. And I saw her outside. And I grabbed the plastic fork and I stabbed her.
Gentlemen, thank you very much for watching the episode. I want to say thank you, Ms. Kiff, for being part of the show. Make sure to check out Ms. Kiff's podcast. I think you've just got that same stupid name just chatting, right?
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with that? What? My bad, I don't have a team of 15 people from OTK helping you guys out with your podcast.
It's nice, right?
Every step of the way. I'm in I'm with my offline chat trying to figure out names.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good name. I just chat. I'm from just chatting.
Okay.
Steak, eggs, that's a better name. That's,
yeah.
Yeah.
This is actually our longest episode ever. This was 3 hours. So whatever it ends up being, that's how much we had to cut out.
Yeah.
Yeah, about the school shooter part.
It was about what was the best race.
Yeah. Daytona 500.
So we got some YouTube comments. We're going to read these before we end. From Diet Zero. Tecton, why don't you read this one?
Don't let them make you forget that Tecton thought Pearl Harbor was in Japan.
Now you're going to get Civil War comments.
Wait, Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, it was in Japan.
Where do you think it was?
Wasn't it in Pearl Harbor?
Well, it was.
Well,
Hawaii?
Yeah.
Good for you, man.
That's a good one.
That's epic. If you think if you think of Tecton as a 14-year-old boy, everything he says makes sense. It's nice, right? It's
great. I don't know if a 14-year-old boy can just give me $5,000 in 5 seconds. I love you.
Love you too. Yo, guys, make sure to check out the Patreon, patreon.com/steakandeggs. We're going to be doing...
Here's your problem with when something. You shout it out. You say it so fast, I don't know what the fuck you just said.
Guys, make sure
give
to check out
give us money on the Patreon.
Give us lots of money at patreon.com/steakandeggs in the pinned comment and the description. Make sure to check that out for all more Steak and Eggs goodness. You get at least 40% more Steak and Eggs every month if you do subscribe. Very epic. Great guest, Ms. Kiff.
Why don't you guys send your guest steaks?
We did.
Can I have a steak?
Yep.
When?
Right now.
Okay, give it to me.
Can we fucking end this? I need to use the bathroom. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. I'll see you later. Peace. Then you turn and you look at me. There's a little glimmer that I can see. A sparkle in your eyes. It makes me realize all we need is you and me. A light shines. Cloudy day, and I